right, good morning, 99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hola.
Hola. How was your day yesterday? What'd you do?
Work things.
I mean, like, and after work.
My parents got in town. Jim and Diane are here.
Yeah?
And had some fun with them. Stayed up a little late last night, as we always do when they come to visit. We're chatting and all the things.
Do they not know what you do?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
They do. Yeah. But it's my fault. I mean, I should put myself to bed and excuse myself. I got to get up early. But, you know, it's family.
You only live once, right?
Exactly.
You know, let's go ahead and chat, whatever. And
yes, have the chats.
Oh, look at the time.
Yes.
Yeah, I was up a little late last night too. It was one of those things where, you know, my daughters, they were coming back from like a dance workshop, but got back probably right around 9 o'clock. So it was pretty late, you know, for them to get back.
And you got to hear about it.
But then they had, you know, they had brought dinner with them, and so, you know, they started eating and talking and everything, and it was just, you know, the house just became alive.
Yep.
And you know, all of a sudden we looked down, and I looked down, and I'm like, oh my gosh,
it's
10:20. I'm like, I gotta go. My alarm's gonna ring at 3:30 regardless of what time I get to bed. So
yep, it's cruel sometimes.
Y'all can keep talking, but I'm gonna have to get going. But yeah, I went over to Wi-Fi yesterday, and I did a little. They have this like fire and ice therapy thing. I've been kind of slowing down. Well, I've been trying to ramp up my running again. I had slowed down because I had kind of an injury, so I was like, you know, I'll check it out, whatever. And I don't know if you've ever done a sauna, then followed by a cold plunge.
Oh, I have not, but it sounds a little painful.
Well, I've done both at separate times. I've done the sauna, and I've also done an ice bath, but the ice bath hadn't been since I was like in high school and doing playing football and in sports, and it was,
I have never done an ice bath.
And yeah, I mean, it's to help with like injury and everything. So they were like, "Oh, you're gonna love this," and so I was like, "All right, fine."
You're gonna love being in a bath of ice, is what they said.
Well, it's not even. There's no ice in this. It's just they have the water at like 40 something degrees, and so I was like, you know, how hard can it be, right? How hard can it be?
So I hate cold.
So
hate
after
cold.
After getting out of the sauna, I go over and I'm like, and they were like, hey, okay, so how long do you want to stay in? I was like, I don't know. I was like, how
5 seconds?
I was like, how long do people normally stay in? They're like, I mean, there's no limit, but the longer you stay in, the more, I guess, therapeutic it can be. But they're like, it'll you know, ease yourself in, because if you get in, it'll take your breath away. I was like, oh, all right.
Ooh.
And so they weren't lying.
It gets
down to the part where your bits and pieces are. Yeah. 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 And I was like, oh. Ooh. I ended up staying in. I was at about 10 seconds, and I was like, okay. And they're like, no, you get, and they were like no, you could go longer than that. And I was like, okay.
Well, that's 5 seconds more than what I thought.
Okay. And I ended up going for about 2 minutes, and I was like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm good. I can get out now. And yeah.
I think I've got all the benefits. Thank you so much.
It was great. So
I'm feeling benefits. Thank you.
Anyways, yeah. What an experience that was yesterday for me.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
See, that seems like that would give me like an immediate headache if you're like in a sauna and then you immediately go to the violent cold.
I mean, it wasn't.
Did it give you a headache at all?
No, not at all. It wasn't immediate, because you kind of have to wipe yourself down off from the sauna, and then they set it up and they help you in. So it was probably like 2 minutes between the sauna and the ice bath.
Well, that's still not a lot of time to recover.
But yeah, yeah. I mean, well, I mean,
you're still gonna be sweaty.
That's the idea. Is you know, you go from kind of one extreme to the other. But
yeah, it sounds violent.
Yeah.
Did you felt benefits?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. But
great. So anyway. You feel. What about the injury? Are you feeling like reinvigorated, ready to go? Like. Run 26 miles or
well,
something?
Well, no. I mean, I've ramped up this week running a little bit more. I had taken several, you know, a couple weeks off. And then, you know, just getting back into it is kind of like, that's kind of tough. And then you go, you ease yourself back into it. Not like plunging yourself into an ice bath, but.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, no, I feel good. I'm getting back into it and all that. So yeah, that's good. That's good.
Okay, good.
All right. So, today on the show, I'm going to just say that if you probably didn't listen, to the entire show yesterday, but, yesterday we did, have a listener on who was wondering about shooting her shot with an ex who is newly engaged. And
yeah, and we were really hoping not to hear from her again. Because
well,
if we heard from her, then that means she did something.
That means she did something. Well, we got an update for you. Late last night, we got an update.
No.
So
no.
So that'll be
no.
That'll be later in the show, all right?
Oh, you came in late last night? That's not good either.
So
I feel like that timing is bad.
Yeah, like I said, we've got an update for you, and it's coming up here around. It'll be a little bit later in the show. So that's just a sort of preview for you. If you're not around later in the show, you may want to check back on the podcast just to get the update. Delicate.
Okay, so this is kind of like this woman is a boss hero kind of a feel good. She's an 87-year-old retired teacher and former line dancing instructor.
All right.
In Maine, her name's Marjorie. She was asleep in bed when she was awoken at 2 a.m. to the terrifying sight of a person looming over her.
Oh, gosh.
There was some struggle. He did attack her, and that apparently made him hungry.
Oh.
So her skills as a teacher gave her the quick idea to offer some snacks.
He said he was very hungry, so I gave him crackers and peanut butter.
While he was eating, Marjorie took the chance to call police. The intruder inside her home on Beverly Drive, police say, is a juvenile who is staying just a few blocks away. But Marjorie says there's no need to have sympathy.
Don't sit and cry about it. If it comes up again, do it again. Be ready to kick and then pick up a chair and hit somebody with it.
I mean, she has such a great attitude. She also gave him two containers of Ensure and two tangerines, which like bought her enough time to call the police. She said that the boy, she recognized who her attacker was.
Mm-hmm.
He's about 17 years old, but he's a boy that used to mow her lawn many years ago. She was like, you know, he did a darn good job when he mowed her lawn.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I hope he gets help.
Mm-hmm.
He was gone before cops got there, but then they caught up with him a few blocks away. But
yeah.
Man, she just 87
yeah.
And just was sharp as a tack and in a scary situation was able to kind of fight him off enough to kind of think, I'll offer him some snacks. And
well,
then
who doesn't
I'll
like peanut butter and crackers?
In honey crackers, right. Yes. And she said, you can have that whole box. And then Ensure and tangerines. And then she used that time. She had a rotary phone. She had dialed as fast as she could, got the police over there. So she's
wow.
A pretty amazing person. We'll have the story up at WDJX.com.
This is the part of the show where we do a setting the bar story, Kelly.
An example of what not to do or situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
And maybe I would have made the same mistake if I saw what these people saw, right? So if you can manage to make it through the day without calling the cops because of mating manatees, you're doing okay.
We have mating manatees. Those are not small animals,
right? No, but to be honest, it doesn't look like they're mating. Out of Florida, the sheriff's office has advised concerned beachgoers, hey, quit contacting us regarding the active manatees. They actually said, don't call us. We can assure you they are more than fine. Manatees actually mate in herds like these and are often near the shore.
Oh, wow. Like a big manatee party?
Yes. That's kind of a big manatee party, right? And
what are they thinking? Maybe it's like domestic violence or something? Because it looks
mating manatees sometimes appear to be looking like they're in distress splash around. And so,
we need to get them back out to sea something, right? Yeah, they're struggling to breathe.
They're like, maybe they're attacking someone. So, maybe this is an issue. And so they call the police. And so then the police are like, yeah. Those manatees, they're just horny. It's fine. And, and they advise people not to try and touch or push them.
Well, they're as much as 3,500 pounds. You're not going to be able to roll a manatee back out to sea. I mean,
shoot. I know, right, Kelly?
Pretty typical mating herd. It's a focal female. She's the one on the far end with a scar.
Ooh. Yeah.
But the males are trying to get underneath her, trying to find a position to mate with her. It's a very typical scene where you have males kind of climbing on top of each other, trying to get position underneath her. She's probably put some sort of pheromone in the water that attracts the males.
Yeah,
she's the hottest
one
in the neighborhood. Yeah, yes, they're all like, nope, she's my lady.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be first to impress her.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, the police are like, yeah, you don't need to call us for this.
If the beaches are rocking, you don't need to come a knocking.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
Unfortunately, they don't make a sound. I did try to find the sound of mating manatees.
I was going
to
say, yeah, did you look it up on the YouTube?
I did.
Like, not even splashing?
No. Well, I mean, you heard the splashing right there with the...
You have other males out here. They'll come and go throughout the day.
Yeah.
They may leave and come back, but she'll pretty much stay in shallow water the entire time.
She's just like, come get me, big boys.
Come hither.
I mean, there are the seals mating. I have that audio.
Oh. I bet it's similar.
Yeah, I've got that. I've got dolphins mating.
That is so precious.
I've got penguins mating. I mean, I have plenty of like water type animal mating sounds. However, I do not have the mating manatee sound. So
it's a healthy library of those sounds.
Yeah, I do what I can. So there you go. A little setting the bar story there. And like I said, I may have made the same mistake if I saw mating manatees right there in front of me.
You would think to call authorities like, hey, I feel like there is a situation on the beach.
Who are we kidding? I wouldn't have called.
No, you wouldn't have.
That is your... Now, Kelly, I know that not everyone can be as wholesome as you.
Okay.
So I know that you don't have nude photos floating around on the internet.
No, I do not.
Yeah.
I don't even like taking selfies with my clothes on.
Known you a long time.
Yeah.
No, that's not something that you do.
No.
However, as I said, not everyone is as wholesome as Kelly. Sometimes you just need to float a little to your partner and say, hey, this is waiting for you when you come home.
Later.
But now... if you are in a position where you're like, you know what, that's probably wasn't in my best interest, Google has announced a feature which will make it easier for people to have their nudes removed from search results.
Oh, great.
Now, it's for everyday people, not for people where, being naked is their job, right?
But, okay.
Right.
So wow.
Meaning you can't have, made money off of, photos like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like OnlyFans and adult sites and things like that. But this is
about text messages though? This is not going to affect like text messages that you may now regret. Like what if you break up?
So this is more like if they were posted on a website, a blog, social media, and later deleted, even though, someone could have grabbed them before you took them down. And they could be up somewhere else on the internet, right? And so that could pose a problem if, they're coming up in search results. So anyways, Google is trying to, at least make it easier for you to find out if you have them and then get rid of them,
Good to know.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't affect me, but good to know for people who may be concerned.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, it's especially if, I don't know, you had a partner at one point and you had a nasty breakup and that person is angry.
Yes.
And,
yes, like revenge posting.
Yes, exactly. And you don't want that out there, right? And,
nope.
You know, those text messages that you sent them at the time may have been fun and flirty and all that, but now they're angry at you because you broke up with them because, you know, Carl down the street is a little bit nicer to you and just an all-around better human being. And
Carl down the street, okay?
Yeah. And so, you know, you don't need Troy anymore, and you're like, hey, see ya, kick him to the curb, and Troy now has a couple of those saved photos that you sent him back in the day.
Oh,
and he's like,
what a jerk Troy is.
Yeah, you know? And so he's like, no, you didn't. And so he starts putting them up on the internet for people to see. And
wow, you like are storyboarding this whole thing in real time, and we're going along with it.
And so you can now go.
So if Troy is launching revenge because you're hooking up with Carl now, you can maybe, now you've got a way to maybe counteract.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, Google has this form online where you can at least let Google know if there is some sort of photo of you online that you'd like to have removed, and they can help get it gone. So
I mean, I would search and just double check and make sure that I'm not out there, but I know I'm not out there, so I don't need to search.
If you were, Kelly.
No.
What sort of photos would it be?
No.
If you were I know you're wholesome, but if you were the type Mm-mm. to send some sort of picture to like your husband.
No.
Would it be your feet?
No. No, I need, first of all, I need a pedicure. Second of all, no.
All right.
No.
All right.
You're not going to get me. You're not going to walk me into another awkward soundbite to add to the library. It's not happening. I've already given you enough new ones this week.
All right, fine. Anyways, we'll tweet out the link. You can get it right there on Google. They have it.
Tell me if people are going to be Google searching nude photos and how to get rid of them on Google today.
Exactly, right? All right, feel good stories. Kelly K.
Okay, so a choir teacher is retiring after 30 years. Jim Stanley, he'd been the choir director there at Carterville High School in Georgia, 30 years. He was planning to retire, thought it would be cool to schedule an alumni concert. And he said he thought maybe 20, 25 kids would come back and sing with his current students at their last concert of the year. But a few alumni started a Facebook group, and that swelled to about 300.
Wow.
And the video of their one and only rehearsal went viral because it just clicked instantly.
It was really interesting to see some students who are in their 40s now that I knew as teenagers, to come back and see them and to reconnect with them on that level, mind blowing. And it was amazing how prepared they were. Everybody just wanted it to happen.
You could tell the effect he had on all those former students.
Absolutely. And I mean, the soloist was amazing. And the former students, again, were from 1996 to 2022.
Wow.
And he said the concert was amazing and emotional. And many traveled as far as from Michigan, Texas, Canada, all because they said Mr. Stanley changed their lives.
Oh, that's very sweet.
See the entire story at WDJX.com.
Yesterday, about this time. We had Trisha on the show, and Trisha is, she's single, we think, but she was dating a guy who is now engaged. Now, we went through all this yesterday, if you heard right about this time, right? In 1 hour from now, we have an update for you.
Oh, no. We were hoping not to have an update because no news that would be good news would mean she'd be like, okay, I'm taking your advice. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not reaching out. Thanks so much. Love you. Bye.
Yeah. Late last night, we got an update from her. So we have an update on
That's not good.
Yesterday's group therapy where she was wanting to shoot her shot with her ex who was newly engaged. And we all said, no.
So, you at first, though, were just like, oh, it probably isn't a problem to reach out and say congratulations. And
yeah, but I
how
said,
you doing?
Yeah, I said that I said, but that's it. And then later retracted that and said, you know, probably if you do that, it'll lead to more. So
our fear, though, is that she just heard the first part and stick around for the second part.
In 1 hour, we have an update for you here on 99.7 DJX. If you can't listen, then go back to the podcast. It'll be posted, WDJX.com. Click listen. All right. But coming up next, Caroline. She has been offered a promotion at her work. However, if she accepts the promotion, that could have a lasting effect on her best friend.
Oh, no. That's always tough.
That is so tough. So we'll get into that group therapy on the way next here. And if you've got a situation you're like, you know what, could probably use the advice of some other people or at least hear what other people have to say.
New perspectives.
Yeah. Reach out to us, Ben and Kelly Show, and we will turn around, toss it out, see what we can do for you.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Caroline said, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm really in a little bit of a pickle here, hoping you can help. I work with my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Got in the position a year after her. My boss recently pulled me into her office and told me she thinks I would be better at the job than my friend is.
Mm.
It would be a promotion for me, and I would get a huge raise.
Mm.
My friend would be offered a lower position and a pay cut with the same company, or she could leave.
Oh.
This is my best friend. I'm 33. We've been friends since college. I am dying to move up in the company, but don't know if I can actually take this job from her. Do I take the job? Can I give her a heads up so she knows what's coming? I really don't know what the right thing to do here is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I feel for her because, yeah, you know, and on one hand, you want to move up in the company, but not at the expense of your friend.
Exactly. It sounds like her, you know, friend would be like collateral damage in a really bad way. I mean, it's not just, you know, her friend getting passed up for it.
Yeah.
It's her friend getting a pay cut and or like losing the job altogether.
Yeah, basically she's going to be in the position her friend is now. And oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I
what do you do?
Having that information first of all is tough anyways.
Yes.
I mean that's not a great position to be in. And I can't necessarily fault the boss because if he's offering her a promotion, she's probably naturally going to ask, "Well, isn't that, you know, so-and-so's job?" And he'd be like, well, yes, you know. Well,
the boss's concern is the good of the company and who's best for the position.
Right, exactly.
And
so,
probably has no idea of the deep background of their friendship.
I mean, maybe he does, depending on how big or she does.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I mean, depending on how big the company is, you know, that could definitely be a thing. But, oh, man.
Yeah, she doesn't reference how big the company is. But I mean, just really doesn't matter because of just how it's going to directly affect her friend.
Part of me's wanting to say, hey, you just go ahead and find another job. But I think
that's not easy
but I think the friend would be collateral damage anyways.
Yep.
It doesn't matter if it's you or someone else. It sounds like your friend is already not the person for the job.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So it sounds like she's going to be replaced regardless if it's with her.
If it's you or someone else.
Yeah.
So do you want someone else to be, I guess, have the position that you would want?
And as far as like giving her a heads up,
I think we've had this issue too, coming up.
You have knowledge that like your friend is either, you know, getting fired at work. And we've been in that position before.
Well, Caroline, it sounds like Kelly and I have absolutely no clue.
Zero help. Zero.
So this is the part of the group therapy that needs to rely on you. All right. So let us know, especially if you've been in this situation yourself, how you handled it. 502-795-1997. Take your stories, your calls, and suggestions on the way next. These situations are always kind of difficult to navigate. It's group therapy, and Caroline has been offered a promotion at her work. However, the person who's currently occupying that position is her best friend. And the collateral damage would be her best friend either gets a demotion or loses her job if she accepts. And so
yeah,
she's
pay
like,
cut or losing the job. That's
yeah,
not good.
Yeah, so she's like, what do I do?
And do I give her a heads up?
Yeah, exactly. So
a couple parts to that. It's just like a lose-lose situation as far as the friendship is concerned. Now, if she takes a job, she's getting a big boost. Big raise, yep, and she yep. loves the job and wants to move up in the company, but yeah, at what expense?
Now, Sydney, something similar happened to you.
So I've had a similar situation to something like what Caroline's going through.
Okay.
Except it wasn't explained to me that it would be a replacement. I was told I would be working in tandem with my friend.
Oh.
Yeah. So I accepted. And, like, didn't say anything because I was asked not to. And then they asked him to step down out of his position. And it caused a rift between us for a couple months, but we ended up getting over it. But it was a very awkward position to be put in. I guess in hindsight, like, I feel like I probably should have said something, you know, so then he would have known. I really genuinely didn't know they were going to replace him.
Right.
But in this case, it's a little different. So.
Yeah. Do you think she plays dumb and says, I didn't know. I thought we were going to work in tandem.
I mean, not a bad tactic, but at the same time, I'm kind of an honesty is the best policy kind of person.
Yeah,
so
right.
I would just approach her and say, listen, like, this was brought to me, you know, like, I want to let you know because I love you and care about you dearly, but, like,
Yeah.
what am I supposed to do?
Sydney, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. And I was just thinking, though, if you go to her and you say, hey, heads up, this is what's happening. And what if your best friend says, no, don't take the job?
Yeah. I mean, that could happen. Heather, though, says she absolutely takes a job. I understand it's a bad situation to be in. But at the end of the day, you have to do what's best for yourself and for your life and your family. And if she truly is your best friend, she's going to encourage you and want you to be better and do better.
But now, at her expense? That's what's so tough.
But we get another text. Money means nothing compared to friendship. If you're best friends, tell her the situation.
Yeah, and I keep going back to the company's not happy with her best friend.
Right.
And so her best friend, so either she takes the promotion now, Or she tells her company, no, I'm not ready for this promotion yet, maybe in a year, and they hire someone else to take her friend's position, and then she just, like, twiddles her thumb and hopes that this new person doesn't work out, and she is there in line to be not the rebound, but the person after the rebound. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But that's such a stretch. Like, you have no idea if that's going to happen. So I almost want to tell her to take the job.
Oh, boy. That's really, really tough. But then, well, here's the other thing. Did the boss say, don't say anything?
Mm.
She didn't really include that part.
Yeah, if the boss...
Typically, the boss is not wanting you to discuss that kind of stuff with anybody else.
Right. I mean, yeah, usually that is between a boss and an employee and not for the employee to start going around and telling other employees unless otherwise, you know, said.
Well, Brittany says, has the promotion really been given to you? You said the boss told you they think you'd be better for the job. Well, I'd make sure it's yours before you tell her.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, maybe you just need to go through the interview process and see where it takes you because you never know. Your boss could say, maybe it's not your boss's position to hire. It's just your boss's position to recommend. And so it's like, hey, you know what? I'm going to put you in front of the board or whatever and hopefully... You know, this position could be yours.
Well, and then I guess depending on your rapport relationship with your boss, do you kind of go back and just be like, hey, I'm really, you know, flattered you're considering me for this position, but here's the situation. We've got this long history of being best friends for like ever, and I'm concerned about that. Is that appropriate to be able to open up and bring your boss into that struggle that you're having or not? Or you try to leave that as...
You could, but the boss may not care. Your friend is...
She'll be like, figure it out.
Figure it out and let me know, what you want to do.
Really tough.
I think you take the job, but that's just mine. But there are a lot of people who are chiming in on Facebook, too. So you can always get through on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.
Gosh, Caroline, there are so many people on both sides of this.
I know. I wish we had a definitive, like, cut and dry, yes, this is definitely what you should do, but it's...
Yeah, but only Caroline has the details of what the work situation is, the history with the company, their friendship, and how it's going to play out.
I'd love to sit there and
tell her how to live her life and give her the answer to run with, but yeah, I don't know.
Yep. Yeah, so anyways, a lot of suggestions, a lot of ways to go with it. Caroline, keep us posted. Hopefully this helps. That is group therapy. We are playing a fun little game called Minute to Win It. Let's introduce you to our contestant, Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, how are you?
Doing pretty well. Jessica hails from Hikes Point area. Has light brown hair, drives a Chevy Traverse, is a pharmacy auditor, and is single, but happy being single. Was it something about the last relationship that you were in that you're just like, you know what, I just need to hit the pause button on dating right now?
Kind of. I don't know. I'm just trying to make my own way.
You're right career now, focused so. Right now.
Yeah.
All right. That's not a bad thing to be, Jessica. All right. So, Jessica, here's the deal. 60 seconds going to be put on the clock. 10 pop culture questions going to be fired at you. All right. Answer as many correctly as you can. Now, if you don't know the answer, just say pass and we'll come back if there's time. All right.
Okay.
All righty. 60 seconds on the clock. Here we go. First one.
Okay.
Jessica, the social media Twitter has now been renamed as what?
X.
Who just announced the new U.S. dates for her Eras tour?
Who did?
Yeah, who?
Taylor Swift.
Who is Beyonce married to?
Jay-Z.
Harry Styles was a member of which former boy band?
One Direction.
Which vampire movie had Bella, Edward, and Jacob?
Twilight.
Who is Miley Cyrus's famous dad?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Name a primary color.
Red.
Who is Barbie's best guy friend?
Ken.
Cardi B was in the news recently for throwing a what at an audience member?
Microphone.
What country star remade Tracy Chapman's song Fast Car?
Luke Combs.
Wow! You did it! Congratulations! All 10!
That was amazing. Dude, although I thought the primary color was going to be your downfall.
You crushed it! You crushed it! Congratulations, Jessica! I can tell
you
have some smarts on you, girl.
I'm on a lot of social media, and, pop culture is all over that.
Oh,
she's up
on
it, yes.
I love it. All right.
Although, I have a question. Is Ken now just permanently friend-zoned, or is it wrong of me to think that I thought that was supposed to be her boyfriend all along? Are you in the same boat as me, is being confused by that?
Well, I haven't seen the movie. Like, when I was little and I played Barbies, They were definitely dating, I think. But
yes.
Maybe they're not.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Hang on. Jessica, so did you, obviously, when you're playing Barbies as a little kid, you're pretending that they're kissing, right?
Right.
That probably happened, yes.
Yes, of course it did. And listen, we had like, you know, Ken was in a tux, Barbie had her wedding dress. They were married, weren't they? I felt like they got married.
There may have been a storyline where they got married, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just confused about this whole we friend-zoned Ken permanently.
Well, I don't know if it's permanent or not, but yeah, that's why I asked the question as best guy friend, because I didn't know where we were with that.
See, but, that's friend-zoned and that's savage.
All right. Well, Jessica, congratulations. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay.
Cool. Have a great day. Hang on.
All right.
Good
stuff.
She said
have a great day. It's like she's going to hang up. Don't hang up.
Yeah, I'll tell you. When I remember when my daughters were big into Barbies, my youngest named them Cincinnati. Didn't name them Barbie. Their names were Cincinnati and something else, and Cincinnati was in prison. So that was...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the storyline was much different in my household.
See, we had a different storyline, too, when we had the dream house and all the things. Like, all of the other Barbies were trying to steal Ken from Barbie. There was, like, one main Barbie, and she was, like, the best-looking one. Mm. And, you know, she had, like, the joints. You could put her in all the different... And so, yeah, there was... And even the mermaid. The mermaid... There was a storyline there. She kept getting attacked by sharks. She always had tragic accidents.
Yeah.
Got run over by the Jeep a couple of times.
I mean, these are all storylines that have to play out when you're little and you're playing with your Barbies.
But
so.
Ken was her boyfriend.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX. All right. To kind of update you on the arcing storyline of our show, Trisha spoke to Trisha yesterday. Her ex had broken up with her 5 years ago, right? She wanted the ring. And he was all like,
Not ready.
And so that was part of the undoing of their relationship 5 years ago. Well, she just happened to be maybe perusing social media and sees, oh, he's engaged.
That must mean he's ready to be married now.
Yeah.
Do I need to reintroduce myself?
Yeah, so...
In the form of congratulations, see you're married. Do you want to marry me instead?
Right. So she was all like, you know, hey, he's engaged to be married to someone else, but wondering if it's a good idea to kind of reach back out to him, wish him goodwill, and say, hey, if you're interested in reconnecting on our relationship, I'd be willing.
You, at first, were like, I don't think there's any harm in saying congratulations and opening the lines of communication. But then we all kind of landed on no bad idea. He was just saying, I am not ready to marry you.
Now, to be fair, I didn't say, yes, reach out and ask to shoot your shot. I said, initially... Just, I don't see the harm in saying congratulations. I hope you're well, you know, happy for you and leaving
we were
it
just
at that.
Hoping that she didn't just hear that and run with it.
And then I was like, and then you're right. Later on was like, yeah, you know what? Maybe shouldn't even just do that.
There's really no purpose in doing that.
Congratulations from afar. Maybe you just click like on the photo of the engagement. And that's the way you say way to go.
I'm just thinking we don't even click like. we just move on. That is your answer. Move on.
So anyways.
It's been 5 years.
So we were all in harmony. I mean, just about everybody. There were a few people that were like, well, for the show, maybe, you know, you reach out and stuff like that. But everybody, for the most part, landed on do not go back there. He is marrying someone else.
That is his answer.
He has made his decision.
Right.
And so we ended it with, well, we hope we never hear from you again, Trisha.
And here she rolls in late last night?
Late last night. We got an update. All right? We'll have that for you coming up next.
Oh, gosh. Grab some snacks.
Okay.
I need to emotionally eat. I feel like something's coming.
I'm going to tell you the first sentence she says.
Oh, no.
Well, I took your advice and reached out to him.
This is what I'm saying. Oh, my God. No. She didn't stay for the whole thing. She didn't stay.
Or she did, and she just chose to ignore everything, and she just heard what she wanted to hear. So
she just said, I took your advice.
Regardless.
And reached out to him.
Regardless, we have the update.
Oh, my gosh.
Next.
What did you do? What did you do?
Trisha and her ex broke up 5 years ago because she wanted a ring. He wasn't ready at the time. Now that he's engaged to be married to someone else, was wondering yesterday if it's a good idea to reach back out. We all said, no. Don't do that.
After you kind of initially was like, I don't know if there's a problem with reaching out to say congratulations.
Late last night, we got an update.
Well, I took your advice and reached out to him.
Was not our advice.
I know, but it was kind of initially, and I feel like it was the first, and she didn't stay for the whole thing. Anyway, she said, like you said, only to wish him congratulations, and that I hope he's doing well.
Okay.
She's like quoting you.
She is.
I didn't really expect him to respond, if I'm being honest, but about an hour later, he messaged me back saying, thank you. That's all he wrote. Thank you. I thought after all the years we spent together, he would have at least given me more than that. I wanted more.
Oh.
So I messaged him back and asked if he ever thought about us. Mm. He wrote me back and just said, no.
Oh.
Oh.
What is happening now?
Obviously, he's interested in exploring something with me. Otherwise, he wouldn't be messaging me back. So why is he being so short with his responses?
Wait. Hang on. That's what she got from that?
I feel as though she's misinterpreting just a little.
Gosh. Okay.
I couldn't take it and can read between the lines here. So I just went for it. You will never know unless you ask, right? Shoot your shot, right? You only live once, right?
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to go back and forth messaging each other with one or two word responses, so I called him.
Oh, there it is.
He answered, said, hi, it's me. He seemed shocked, like he didn't know who was calling. Duh. He asked why I was calling, and I just decided to put it out there. And I said, I've been thinking a lot about us lately and how great we were together. And I saw that you were engaged and you know, hoped you were happy because, you know, if she wasn't giving you everything you deserve, then, you know, you and I should get back together.
Oh.
He didn't say anything for a long time.
Oh.
In fact, I said, hello, because there was like nothing for so long. He finally said he's happy and never call him again.
Oh.
And then he hung up.
Okay, so there's the answer.
I think she was with him and he couldn't say anything what he really wanted to say.
What?
So I messaged him back.
What?
And just said it was nice to hear his voice again and I'd like to catch up with him again sometime soon.
Okay.
He hasn't messaged me back yet. But he wouldn't have responded to me or answered the phone if he wasn't thinking about me and interested.
Okay, Trisha.
I know. I probably threw him for a bit of a loop, but I'm glad I at least told him how I feel and put it out there. I imagine he's thinking a lot about us and the fun we had.
Oh,
and who knows? Maybe there's a future for us.
No.
I was already thinking about reaching out to him before I messaged you all, but after hearing your responses, that solidified it for me. Was she listening to another show?
I don't know.
Because
this is not what we said,
Trisha. I feel as though we were clear with where we landed. I'll let you know if this was a happily ever after for me. Thanks, Trisha.
Trisha! What did you do?
Oh, my God.
He said never call me again.
I think that's pretty clear. That is not a whole code because my girlfriend, my fiance is right next to me and can't talk. Let's talk later. That's not code for that.
She's
that's
like, I can read between the lines of him just saying
no.
I don't ever think of you. I can read between the lines. He really does want me. This girl was going to do whatever she wanted to do regardless of what we said.
But listen, in the offbeat chance that she is listening right now, Trisha. Listen to me loud and clear. He is no longer interested. You need to move on. We don't call him. We don't message him. We don't do any of that. We move on. Okay? Have we made that clear? Trisha, no. This is a closed door. We are moving on. Closed door. No open. Locked. Thrown away the key.
Jared,
he changed the locks, actually.
Jared texted us and said, we're going to see an episode on Forensic Files of them. Listen, now, let's not go that far.
But
Trisha isn't picking up the clues that her ex was putting down.
Yeah, he is actually being real.
I said clues. He made himself very clear.
They're neon signs, actually, is what they are. Neon signs that, no, we are done. Bye.
All right. So I think we can kind of move on. Trisha, I hope you're listening to us now. I hope you heard Kelly. And I hope this is a thing where you just kind of let it. He's not going to reach back out to you. All right.
No, he's not. And maybe your tactic now, if you still can't quite fully grasp that, you just play hard to get. Forever.
you play hard to get. Coyly go, I'm just waiting.
Guys like
over
the chase.
Here. He likes,
yeah.
Yes,
he likes the chase.
Right.
Just
that's
play
right.
hard to get forever and forever.
Yeah. And so, you know, just, you know, be there for him when his marriage fails. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. It's just closed door. Change the
actually,
locks. Actually,
I need to be careful of what I say because.
You do.
Everything is literal. So,
yes, Trisha, right. We thank you for involving us. Thank you for trusting us. But let's listen to us. Listen to it. Listen to us. Don't do that. Okay.
All right. I think we can move on, right?
Bless your heart, though.
Yes, that is a bless your heart
sort
of situation.
He said no, but I can read between the lines.
All right. Dustin texted in a famous Taylor Swift song. And
yeah, I think this should be her new theme song. She should take this as her new mantra.
Mm-hmm.
Let it sink in.
Yeah.
Marinate in it. We are never, ever, ever getting back together. Okay? Make that your theme song.
Right.
The first time seeing this is it, I've had enough.
Right.
Because, like, we haven't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space. What?
Yes.
Then you come around again and say,
right.
Baby.
You get the point. All right.
Right. Say it loud and proud.
Yeah, say it loud and proud. There you are. Thank you for reaching out.
Laughs first, loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the game where Kelly and I sling our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. All for this nice supreme victor, you laugh, you lose trophy I'm holding in my hand. Kelly, how do you feel this morning?
I feel pretty good.
All right.
I think I got a nice little arsenal.
All right.
Well, I think they're funny.
Okay. You laugh, you lose. Losers go first. I believe that was you.
Oh, okay.
Last time. All right.
All right. Got it. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Guy says, I asked my wife to rate my listening skills, and she said, you're an 8 on a scale of 10.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't get why she wanted me to urinate on a skeleton.
Oh, yeah. You know, as a teen, I lived on a houseboat and dated the girl next door. Yeah, eventually we drifted apart.
Gotcha. Fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just had an officer at the door saying he was looking for a man with one eye. Told him to use both and he'd probably find him a lot quicker.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I failed my medical college entrance exam because of nerves.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why. Actually, the correct answer was blood vessels.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Not nerves.
Hey, Ben.
Yep.
Police came to my house and asked where I was between 3 and 5.
Oh.
I said preschool.
Police are at your house a lot, Kelly.
Apparently.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, what do you call mixing hard liquor with coffee?
What do you call mixing hard liquor with coffee?
Getting ready for work.
Fantastic. I love that you're still rocking the It's Me, Becky mug. It's a classic.
Ah, it's a Taylor Swift reference.
Yeah, no, it's Becky. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yep.
My neighbor knocked on my door at 2 a.m. this morning and said, I can't sleep.
Oh.
I said, well, it's your lucky day. Come on in. We got a party going on.
Oh. Well, that's nice of you.
Also, maybe that's why the police keep knocking on my door.
Hey, Kelly, what do rednecks call their bras?
What do rednecks call their bras?
Hiccups.
Okay.
That was a stretch.
It was. A little. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a literalist and a kleptomaniac?
What?
literalist takes things literally. A kleptomaniac takes things literally.
Did you ever hear about the toilets stolen from the area police station?
I did not.
Yeah, cops have nothing to go on.
Yeah, they don't. Literally.
Literally.
Literally. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
A guy sits down at a bar. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
The bartender says.
Uh-huh.
My wife and I got into a fight, and she said she wasn't going to talk to me for a month.
Mm.
Bartender says, well, maybe that's a good thing. A little peace and quiet.
Oh.
Guy says, yeah, but today's the last day.
That was a long joke.
Did you not follow it? Were you not following? Really?
I received my paycheck in the mail.
Did you?
Kelly, and the envelope was full of parsley.
Parsley?
Yeah, my wages have been garnished!
Tasty. Tasty.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What do you call a blind dinosaur?
What?
Do you think he saw us?
Okay. You know, some people will say this house is haunted.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't think it is. I mean, I've lived here for 300 years, and I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, I think you're the ghost. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Guy was telling his friend, my wife is mad at me.
Uh-huh.
Friend says next time she's mad, put a towel around her, like a cape.
Okay.
She'll be super mad.
Ah, yes, I like that. And then put the underwear on the outside of your pants.
Exactly.
Yeah, my wife told me.
Yeah.
My wife, you know, told me that I'm pretty.
Oh.
Yeah, actually, the full sentence was, you're pretty annoying, but, you know, I'm focusing on the positives here.
Yes, it's focused on the positive. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I had a terrible nightmare in which I was forced to eat my own clone.
Oh, no.
I almost pooped myself.
Oh, my. Well,
Owie
is right.
Owie.
In that same vein, you know, the doctor told me that my prostate was good.
Good. That's great news.
Yep.
Great news.
I was deeply touched.
I bet you were. I mean, personally, I don't know.
Using the whole hand there, Doc.
Oh, God. Hey, Ben.
Yep.
Guy said he ran off and joined a nudist camp.
Uh-huh.
The first few days were the hardest.
I knew you were going to go with that line of punchline, but I still couldn't resist. Well done. Ah, well done. Trophy's yours.
Oh, I mean, sometimes I got to know my audience. You?
I'm all about nudes and the poop jokes and those sorts of things.
Yeah, prostate exams, yes.
Yeah, you know what?
Yes.
I did. I asked my doctor, you know what, you should probably check again.
Really? Are you sure? Let's do a second round.
Second round. Use more than one finger this time.
All right.
Come on now. It's jokes. They're all jokes. That's what you laugh, you lose. 99.7 DJX. Head to the bar stories, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, some are calling this a setting the bar, but others are just saying, you know what? You get what you get. Don't pitch a fit.
Uh-huh.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without casually walking through a beach wedding, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh. Oh, awkward. Oh, man.
So this TikTok user, Corey at Random, posted this clip showing a woman, kind of oblivious, walking through a beach wedding. She was wearing a hat, wrapped in a towel, walks right in front of the bride during the procession.
Oh, gosh.
It's
during
not,
the procession?
Yeah, it's not really in a remote area.
But it's like, look up, right? Like, notice your surroundings, right?
Right, but, you know, your wedding is also in a public place. It's not a private beach.
Oh, it's not a secluded situation.
It's not a secluded situation, so, you know, people are just kind of going to be milling around. There are some people that are like, hey, where do you expect her to go? That's the entrance to the beach. Another one was like, I got married on the beach, and this is normal.
Okay, but maybe don't we just pause, though, and wait for the procession and not, like, walk in the middle of it? right? I mean, isn't there, we can pause, right?
I it's almost as if she is a part of, like, the, I don't know, the wedding party that's going down the aisle that is the beach. But I mean, it's so very casual. I think had that not been on video, it wouldn't have been that big of a deal, because it's almost like it's behind the scenes before she goes, before the bride goes to the altar. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's like the lady walks in front of the bride, but the bride is just waiting to walk down the makeshift aisle that is the beach.
Okay.
So I don't see it as a big deal. The beach is kind of crowded anyways.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I don't know. We'll tweet it out. You can judge for yourself whether this is a setting the bar story or whether it's, you know, no big deal. At Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without casually walking through a beach wedding, well, then you're doing okay.
I feel like we pause. We at least pause. If there is no way to avoid going into the same space as a wedding, we at least wait for the bride to do her walk.
All right.
That's what we do.
Okay, well, she looked old, and she didn't look like she had a lot of patience, so that's
maybe
probably...
Maybe she had her earbuds in, she was looking down, just had no idea what was happening around her.
Right, right. So there you go, that's your Setting the Bar on 99.7 EJX. All right, coming up next, this wild update that we got will kind of fill you in on the details from yesterday's group therapy on the way in just a couple minutes on DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.7 DJX. If you missed anything from the show, we always have it posted for you at WDJX.com. Click listen. You can listen on the podcast. Like
there are snackable bites or there are these, there's
yeah,
the entire
thing. Show. Yep, for sure. I saw this story about how, you know, the whole, we haven't like touched on it a whole ton, but the whole Ariana Grande saga.
You can do a deep dive on like the website.
And her Wicked co-star weren't apparently keeping their little tryst that much of a secret. In fact, they were going on double dates with their own spouses.
Well, yeah, so they were still married and then going on double dates with, like,
wow.
Yeah. And then apparently on set, they weren't really hiding their budding romance.
Like, wow.
And, yeah, and even after Ethan Slater's wife kind of found out about it, she still was trying to, like,
sure, reconcile,
fight for their marriage because they have a young, like, baby
for sure,
together.
Yes, absolutely, you'd want to do that.
Yeah, and then now it's just lost cause. And now she's throwing barbs in public at Ariana.
It's going to be interesting when this comes out in theaters. Because remember how it was when Mr. and Mrs. Smith came out? And that was the whole Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt movie from long, long ago. But that was what broke up Brad and Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
And then remember Geely? That was
J-Lo.
The one where J-Lo and Ben Affleck were kind of like together.
Yeah.
And they made that when they were dating. Yep. And it was a disaster.
All right. So anyways, you can catch up on that and all the other current event stories, WDJX.com, right there. All right. Anything else, Kelly?
I think that's it. Have a great weekend.
Yep. Talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.